The rapper, writer, and actor Ice Cube joined us in January to talk about his autobiographical movie Straight Outta Compton, in which he, Ice Cube, is played by his own son. But I started off by asking him about his nickname.
I got the name from my brother. You know, my brother is about 9 years older than me. But when I came into puberty,
yeah,
you know, I used to try to mack his girlfriends down because he was never at home. They would always call. So I try to, you know, put my mac down. He's like, man, you know what? I'm going to pack you in the refrigerator. No, I'm going to slam you in the freezer. You know what I mean? Mama going to find you in the freezer. And then they're going to just pull you out like Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, okay. So when I went outside that day, I was like, man, don't call me nothing. My name Ice Cube. I'm that cool. Just call me Ice Cube. And it just stuck since I was about 12 years old.
So one of the things that I was amazed to find out watching the film is that obviously, you know, you guys, NWA, you're associated with the creation of gangster rap. Very tough, very, very street, as they say. But was that your background?
Yeah, I grew up right in the hood, man, right there. It's in the middle of South Central L.A. And I got bused to a white school that's in Woodland Hills.
Was that weird? Did you enjoy it?
I liked it because I was being bussed with a lot of my homies, so we was like all going out there. And then it was a lot of different neighborhoods, so it was like buses from all these different neighborhoods, all converging on this white school. And it was kind of cool because we had a chance to see different things, different people, have different conversations, hear different music, and just get a chance to see that the world was bigger than Compton, South Central, or, you know, whatever, you know. So we had a chance to really kind of open our horizons.
Right.
Getting on that bus.
And all of your songs, especially in the early days, were all about life in the streets in South Central. Did you ever think about writing about life in the streets of Woodland Hills, like not getting your date to the prom, that sort of thing?
Nah, you know, it was like, it was already corny groups doing stuff about life in the suburbs, you know. So, you know, we was trying to make sense of our life in the hood. You know, it was crazy. You know, the police was crazy. Gang banging was crazy. And then here go hip-hop. It was like a way to express yourself. So we were just trying to make sense of everything that we was living through.
Now, that is very clear in the film, and I can ask you about this film all day, but the one thing that I am amazed at is in the film, you, Ice Cube, are played by your own son.
Yeah.
Which is, A, he's brilliant. I mean, it's a great performance.
Thank you.
B, he looks like you, which is weird.
Yep.
And
he is mine.
Yeah, well, that's very clear. You have nothing to worry about, sir. He's obviously your son.
Yeah.
How weird was it for you? You are a producer on the film. You are like, let's take that hotel party, which is the most amazing rock and roll hotel party scene I have ever seen. And you're saying to your son, okay, this is what I did then. Was that ever weird?
Nah, I was like, man, grab them.
I mean, you were fine with it. Did your son ever go like, Dad, you did not really do that? And you're like, yes, I did.
Only thing he asked me that he was shocked.
Yeah.
He said, why did y'all take so many guns on tour?
Yeah.
You know, that's all he wanted to know. Why did we take so many guns on tour? Because I said, we came from a gangbang infested neighborhood, and then they was talking about, yeah, man, you got a show in Alabama, man, you got a show in Tennessee, and we was like, yo, we need to take guns, man, we don't know what's going on out there.
The movie is amazing, I recommend it, but I want to ask you about what you're doing now, because you have made a transition quite successfully. You've been an actor in so many films. When you were a kid living on the streets of South Central, getting into rap, getting into that whole thing, did you say to your friends, someday, man, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to do a cameo on Sesame Street with Elmo himself?
No.
No. Well, Ice Cube, it is a pleasure to talk to you, but we have asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
It was a very bad day.
So one of your biggest hits, if not your biggest, is a song called It Was a Good Day. So We thought we'd ask you three questions about people who had a very bad day. Answer two of them correctly, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice dropping some sick rhymes on a listener's voicemail. Bill, who was Ice Cube playing for?
Madison Weber from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, Cube. Just a couple of weeks ago, a Virginia prisoner thought he was having a good day when his wife finally came to visit him in jail. Turned out it was a bad day. Why? A, first thing his wife said to him in front of the guards was, "Good news, honey. They haven't found the money you gave me to hide." B, his other wife came to visit him at the same time. Or C, he called her by the wrong name and she broke a chair over his head.
I think it's B.
You are right,
woman,
sir.
Came,
you're right.
To visit him at the same time.
Yep. There's a lesson for all of us. Stagger their visits. All right. That's very good. In 2009, a writer for the London Telegraph newspaper described her bad day in an article headlined what? Is it A, nudity and jellyfish don't mix? B, my eyes were bigger than my kidneys? Or C, if they didn't want me to run into Buckingham Palace, they should have given the guards real hats?
I'm going to say C.
You're going to say
C. You know, that right there sounds wild. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too. It would be cool. And seriously, those guys' hats are ridiculous. They're not real guards. But actually, it was A, actually. Nudity and jellyfish don't mix. It's an account of going skinny dipping, as she likes to do, in jellyfish-infested waters. It did not work out. However, it could work out for you, Cube, because you have one more question. Here we go. In May of last year, a driver in Florida drove his truck into a fire hydrant. That would be a bad day, but all by itself. But then what happened? A, the water sprayed all over his shipment of cotton candy, causing him $30,000 in losses. The fire hydrant was in front of Tiger Woods' ex-wife's house, and she came out with a golf club yelling, "Not again!" Or C, he got out of his truck to inspect the hydrant and locked himself out of the truck. Meanwhile, the flooding from the fire hydrant caused a sinkhole. He kicked in the back window of his truck, got in to drive away, but he drove back into the sinkhole.
C, I like that one. That sounds wild.
That was exactly what happened, Cube. I think there's nothing more to say about it. It was a bad day. Bill, how did Ice Cube do in our quiz?
Well, the Cube is very good. 2 out of 3, that wins in our book, Cube.
Well done. Well done.
That's right.
That's how you do it in the streets of South Central.
Hey, man, you know, just put the check in my mama name. That's all. Put the check in my mama name. You know, my credit bad.
Ice Cube is a founding member of NWA, the rap group recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's an actor, a screenwriter. He produced last year Straight Out of Compton, an amazing film. Ice Cube, thank you so much for joining us. What a pleasure.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
It was fun. Thank you so much, Cube. Take care.
All right, homie. Thanks.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smoke.